借着敬拜
through worship，
让我们再一次的把我们的心献上给神
so we can give our heart to our Lord，
让我们都能够接触到神的心
we can touch his heart，
也一起来瞻仰他的荣美
so we can seek his face。
北区教会是在2012年的4月成立
The New Hope Christian Church was established in April 2012.
如果大家还记得的话，开始我们是在附近的 Faith Bible Church.
If you remember, we started at the Faith Bible Church, right?
他们慷慨地接纳我们，让我们可以在主日的下午聚会。
They were generous, so they were so generous to us, so we could worship in the facility on Sunday afternoons.
直到三年前的六月
，and about 3 years ago in June。
神带领我们来到这样美好的场所。
God led us to this beautiful location。
当我们拥有了自己的场所，不但可以在主日的早上聚会
，Not only you know since we have our own location, we can worship on Sunday mornings。
神也让我们教会稳定的成长
，but also our church can grow very steadily。
所以每年的六月第一个主日，我们要来感谢神丰盛的恩典和他奇妙的带领。
Therefore, on the first Sunday of June each year, we especially want to thank God for His grace and His wonderful leading.
也再次献上我们自己，还有我们的教会。
And also, we could dedicate or commit ourselves and our church to God again.
光阴似箭，岁月如梭。
Time flies. Time flies so fast.
两个月前的复活节，我们欢庆了北区教会几周年？六周年。
So that everybody remember, by 2 months ago on Easter, we celebrate our 6th anniversary.
建立我们母会的黄继荣牧师师母，也和我们一同来见证神在北区教会的大能作为。
And everybody will remember Pastor Huang, who built the church from our mother church, also came here and celebrate with us.
在聚会当中，我们的诗班以嘹亮高亢的歌声来欢庆主耶稣的复活。
And during the worship, the choir celebrate the resurrection of our Lord with their beautiful voices.
崇拜结束后，我们也一起移步到附近的公园。
And after the worship, remember we walked to the park next door.
许多的弟兄姐妹为我们预备了美味的烧烤、正宗的凉面和各样可口的菜肴。
And many brothers and sisters prepare barbecue, authentic cold noodles, and all kinds of delicious dishes for us.
听完大家肚子都饿了。
After you hear that, you start feel hungry, right?
然后我们还有个团体游戏，让我们一起来享受美好的肢体生活。
And remember, we also had group games so we could bond, so we can enjoy each other's company.
感谢神，因着弟兄姐妹忠心的付出和热心的摆上。
And praise the Lord because of faithful dedication and enthusiasm of the brothers and sisters.
我们可以按照神的旨意发挥自己的长处来彼此服侍。
So we can utilize our strength to serve each other according to God's will.
在开始我们今天的信息之前，让我们一同来向神献上我们的感恩。
So before today's message, let's offer our thanksgiving to our Lord.
至高全能爱我们的天父上帝。
Oh dear Heavenly Father, who loves us so much, you are the Most High.
我们感谢你在这里建立你荣耀的教会。
Thank you for building this glorious church of yours at this location.
你更把拥有各样恩赐和知识的弟兄姐妹以及朋友们带到我们的中间。
And thank you for providing all the brothers and sisters or friends who has all kinds of gifts to this church.
我们就恳求主，你借着你自己的话语。
We just ask you, Lord, please use your words today.
让我们一起来学习正确的服侍。
So we can learn how to serve you correctly.
让你的心意得到满足。
So may your heart be fulfilled with satisfaction.
我们这样子的感恩祈求侍奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in your holy name with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. 好，请大家打开圣经。 我们翻到新约马太福音的第二十五章。
So if you have your Bible, please turn to Matthew chapter 25 in the New Testament.
我们今天要看的经文是从14节一直到30节。
We're going to have a long passage from verse 14 to verse 30.
很多人他称为这段经文叫做才干的比喻。
So many people call this passage the parable of talents.
翻到后你可以用自己习惯的语言。
And after you turn to that page, you can use your preferred language.
我们可以先从第十四节念到第十五节。
We can just read from verse 14 to 15.
如果你没有带圣经，你可以看荧幕上的经文。
And if you don't have your Bible, it's okay. You can look at the screen.
我们就用自己的语言一起来念。
Let's read together with our preferred language.
天国又好比一个人往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。在这里我们看到天国，天国是什么意思？
Here we see heaven. What does that mean, heaven?
天国就是神掌权的领域。
Or God's kingdom is where God is in power.
就像美国政府他们在美国是美国政府所掌管的区域。
Just like United States, it's the area under the jurisdiction of the United States government.
中华人民共和国在中国的领土上，它也拥有独立的主权。
So, People's Republic of China also has independent sovereignty over Chinese territory.
当然，我们也知道我们的神是无所不在。
So we know our God is omnipresence.
也是无所不知
omniscience
更是无所不能
and omnipotence
特别在主耶稣2000年道成肉身
and 2000 years ago the incarnation of our Jesus
表明神的国已经降临了
showing that the kingdom of heaven has already arrived
但是圣经也告诉我们神的国全然的实现却要等主耶稣第二次再来的时候才会完全。
However, the complete fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven will not be fulfilled until the second coming of Jesus.
这也是为什么现在我们在世上仍然充满了邪恶、苦难，甚至有不公义和暴力的事情存在。
And that's also why the current world still has evil, suffering, and even just injustice and violent incidents.
上个主日，英文的康马泰牧师在英文堂传讲了为什么良善的神容许邪恶存在。
Yes, last week, Pastor Matt at the English congregation, he talked about how can a good God allow evil.
我们中文堂从七月开始，也同样。我们从七月开始也同样会针对基督教我们信仰上的难题也会有6次的信息
And for the Chinese congregation starting from July there will be 6 sermons concerning the tough questions for faith
在我们这段经文当中提到了有5000, 2000和1000
And the scripture here mentions 5,000, 2,000 and 1,000
这里所说的千原文叫做他连德
And the thousands mentioned here in the original language is talents
他连德在圣经里面可以是重量的单位
And talent can be a unit of a weight
这个重量的单位大概是60磅到90磅之间
And it's kind of between 60 and 90 pounds
在这里他连德只是一个货币的单位
And here it means it's a unit of a currency
当时一般一个人一天的工资是一个银币。
And at that time, the daily salary of a person is one silver coin.
那一他连德或者这里所说的一千呢，就相当于6000个银币。
And one talent or 1,000 in scripture is about 6,000 silver coins.
换算起来就是16年半的工资。
So after the conversion, a talent is about 16.5 years of salary.
所以两年就是33年的工资。
So 2,000 or 2 talents, about 33 years of salary.
5,000 将近是83年的工资。
And 5,000 is about wages for 83 years.
我们就看见耶稣经常用夸张的金额来引起众人的注意。
So obviously, we see Jesus use this exaggerated amount of money to get attention from his audience.
因为犹太人跟中国人一样，都很会做生意来赚钱。
And you know, like Chinese, Jewish are very good businessmen.
所以主耶稣用做买卖来教导我们什么是一个正确的侍奉。
So Jesus used the metaphor of doing business to teach us what is the correct serving attitude.
那特别是英文圣经把这个他连德翻成是 talent， 就是天赋的意思。
Especially the English Bible translates the currency into talents, which also means gifts.
是指神赐给我们天生的才能和技巧。
And it refers to God's given natural aptitude or skill.
例如我们知道莫扎特是天生的音乐作曲家。
And everybody knows Mozart, right? He's a natural music composer.
拿破仑也是天生的军事领袖。
And Napoleon is a natural military general.
如果你最近有看美国这个篮球职业篮球赛的话，你也知道这位是詹姆斯大帝。
And if you watch NBA recently, you know the finals. You know this is LeBron James.
他和 Stephen Curry.
And you know Stephen Curry.
他们都是天生的篮球运动员。
They are born basketball players.
带领他们的球队分别夺到了东西区的冠军。
And that led their teams each won the East and West conferences.
今年第四度要打入 NBA 的总决赛。
And this is fourth time in a row they against each other at the final.
很可惜让休斯顿没有进入。
Unfortunately, Houston Rockets didn't get in.
我们就看见神赐我们不同的天赋，也包括我们不同的人格特质。
And we see that God gives us a different talent and also our different personality traits.
给我们不同的能力和技巧，热情等等。
And also give us different ability, skills, and passions.
就是要让我们可以截长补短，互相的配搭。
So we can complement each other, and we can work with each other.
让我们可以一起来管理神的家。
So we can manage God's house together.
就这么短短的两节经文，我们就看见所有跟随基督的信徒都蒙受神的。
So we can see just these two verses, we see all the followers, Jesus Christ, we received anointment from God.
神要我们一起来承受他的产业。
God wants us to receive his property.
而且也告诉我们谁是主人啊。
And,
神才是主人。
And God told us, who is the master? God is.
我们是他的仆人。
We're his servants.
仆人就表明我们必须按照主人的心意来管理主人的家业。
So if we're a servant, we must manage the master's family business according to the master's will, right?
因为我们所有的一切都属于神的。
Because everything we have belongs to God.
神也赐给我们每一个人有不同的天赋。
God has given each one of us different talents.
那我们有了这些天赋，我们的责任就是要去发掘和善用神所赐给我们的天赋。
So it is our responsibility to discover and utilize God's given talents.
让我们的侍奉不但合乎神的呼召。
Now, let us not just only serve with God's calling,
而且充满了果效。
But also we can serve effectively.
有一本书叫做发掘长处。
And there's a book called Strength Finder.
它借着一连串设计好的问卷来帮助我们发掘自己的天赋。
And there's a series of well-designed questionnaires to help us to discover our talents.
但是发掘了天赋，我们不能够停在那里。
But it's just not enough to just explore our talents.
这些天赋还要经过不断的操练和学习。
But we must continue to practice and learn.
天赋才能成为我们的长处。
And that talents can become our strengths.
所以这本书列出了34种不同的长处。
So this book listed 34 different strengths.
而且让我们知道这个长处不只是才能或技巧。
And it shows that strengths are not just talents or skills.
更多的时候它是代表我们每一个人不同的人格特质。
And it also represents our different personality traits.
在这个问卷的结果不但列出我们的长处。
And at the result of the questionnaire, not only listing our strength,
同时也告诉我们需要改进和加强的地方。
And also tells us where we need to reinforce or improve.
我自己分别在2010年和去年做过两次的问卷。
And I personally conducted two questionnaires, one in 2010 and one in last year.
人家说这个天生难改，本性难移。
And they say, you know, you cannot change. Yeah, you cannot change. There's a saying, you can't give a
其实两次问卷结果都差不多。
Yeah, and it's similar. You know, you can't teach a dog a new trick, right? Yeah.
他也让我们看到说，了解了我们的长处，其实也发现了我们的短处。
And whenever we see our strength, we also see our shortcomings.
因为我们的长处都不完全。
Because our strengths are not complete.
那这个是我自己去年的结果。
And these are the results from last year.
第一个积极正面是因为坚定相信神的应许。
And the first one is believing God's faithfulness.
即使面对困难，也知道神的旨意必定成就。
And so even facing difficulties, we know that God's will be fulfilled.
所以我自己要学的就是紧紧抓住神。
So what I need to learn is to focus on God.
然后与神建立一个亲密的关系。
And establish a close relationship with God.
第二是建造别人。
And the other one is a developer.
就是能够看出别人的潜力，愿意花时间来栽培对方。
So it's to see the potential of other people and be willing to spend time and build up others.
这也提醒我自己要不断地提升自己，不断地学习，也要被建造。
So for me, I need to improve myself and continue to learn and to be built.
因为我们没有办法帮助别人我们自己所没有的东西。
Because we cannot build up others with what we don't have.
连结能力就相信每一件事或者是我们遇见了每一个人都不是偶然的。
And the third is connectedness. Means that we believe the occurrence, each event or interaction with each individual are not accidental.
它都有它的原因和目的。
And everything happens for a reason and a purpose.
而且我自己需要明白的就是别人跟我不一定都有同样的感受跟认知。
So I need to understand not everybody can have the same feeling or knowledge like me.
我所要学习的就是要去接受别人的感受，敏感于别人的需要。
So I need to learn how to know other people's feeling and know other people's needs.
善于安排就是把合一的人和所需要的资源都放在他恰当的位置上。
And arrange means put the right people and the needed resources in the right place.
那我自己学习的重点就是看重每一个人，发掘他们的长处。
So what I need to learn is to value everyone so they can utilize their strength.
也只有当他们能够发挥他们的长处，我们才会是一个完美的团队。
And only when they can utilize their strength, then we'll become an effective team.
感谢神，神赐给我们忠心服侍的教牧和领导团队。
So thank God for giving New Hope faithful pastoral staff and leadership team.
以及许许多多热心服侍的弟兄姐。
And many, many, many volunteers or brothers and sisters.
涵盖众人，比方说我喜欢认识新朋友。
And include means I like to meet new people.
也愿意邀请其他人来进入团队的侍奉。
And willing to invite others to join the team.
那我需要注意的就是不是每一个人都合适每一个团队。
So I need to know that not everyone is suitable for every ministry.
同时，我也要更多的尊重那些 多年侍奉忠心摆上的童工。
And I also must respect the faithful volunteers who have served for so many years.
还有一个好消息就是，这个问卷可以用中文来做。
And another good news, you can do this in Chinese.
所以你想要更多的了解自己的长处，也可以试着来做这个问卷。
So if you are interested in knowing your own strength, you can do this in Chinese.
好，刚才的经文说，分完了家业，主人就往外国去了。
So the scripture said, after completing the family business, the owner went abroad.
其实圣经是应许我们，神会永远与我们同在。
And scripture promised that God will always be with us.
他的目的是要告诉我们，神不会把我们当成机器人，一个命令，一个动作。
And here it's trying to tell us, God does not regard each one of us as a robot. You know, one command, one action.
神允许我们拥有自由意志，所以我们要自己做决定。
And God allows us to have free will, so we have to make a decision.
是否愿意用自己的长处来服侍神的家？
So are we willing to use our strength to serve in God's family?
我们继续来念十六到十八节。
Let's continue to read verse 16 to 18, and use your preferred language.
领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。那里两千的也照样另赚了两千。但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。显然，这位主人对每一个仆人的才干都有清楚的认知。
And obviously, the master has a clear understanding of the talent of each servant.
领五千的立刻就去做买卖。
The one who received 5,000 immediately and went on the business dealing.
结果赚了五千。
And made 5,000.
领两千的也同样的赚了两千。
And the one got 2,000 made another 2,000.
但是有一个不同，就是那个领一千的。
But the one is different is the one got 1,000.
他什么都不做。
He did nothing.
他就把主人的银子直接就埋在地里。
He just buried the owner's silver in the ground.
他有可能认为，反正主人出国了，他也不一定会回来。
Maybe he thought, oh, the master has left and he would never return.
好，让我们接着来念十九到二十节。
So let's continue to read verse 19 and 20.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领五千银子的又带着另外五千来说，主啊。你交给我五千银子，请看，我又赚了五千。啊，离开的主人这边说，好久好久，终于回来了。
Here he says the master finally came back.
但是他并没有忘记他给仆人的银子。
But he didn't forget the silver that he gave to the servants.
他回来干嘛
？Why did he come back?
一个一个来算账。
To settle the accounts.
所以我们看。第一位那个赚了五千的仆人，神对他的回应是什么
？So let's look at what God's response to the servant who earned 5,000.
让我们接着来念二十一节。
Let's continue to read verse 21.
主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”神立刻就称赞他是又良善又忠心的仆人。
So God immediately praised this servant, a good and faithful servant.
因为他不但忠心，而且什么勤劳。
And he's very faithful, and he's also very diligent.
所以慷慨大方的神，还要把更多的资源交给他，派他来管理。
So our generous God still has more things for him to manage.
而且呢，他还要与神同享永远的快乐。
And he can enjoy that eternal happiness with God.
在接下来的二十二到二十三节，第二位赚了两千的仆人。
So in the next verse 22nd and 23rd, the second servant who earned 2,000.
神也同样的对他说：“好，你这。”又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受 人的快乐。
And God also said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, and I'll set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.
所以我们看到对五千，对赚两千跟赚五千的奖赏是一样的，称赞也是一模一样的。
So we see that, right? The 5,000 and 2,000, they made, those who made 5 and 2,000, they received the same praises and the same reward.
这里也提醒我们不要去和别人比较。
And here it reminds that we shouldn't compare ourselves with others.
因为神多给谁的就会向谁多要。
Because if God gives you more and he will ask for more.
不管是五千或两千。
Whether it's 5,000 or 2,000.
只要我们认真和忠心地发挥自己的长处。
As long as we diligently and use our strength.
去服侍神和服侍人。
To serve God and serve people.
不贪图自己的益处，我们就是在回应和顺服神的呼召。
And not to only think about our own benefits, we're responding to and obeying to God's calling.
这两位仆人知道主人不在。他们反而更加的努力，尽上主人所托付的责任。
So these two servants, they know the owner is not there. They double their efforts to fulfill the responsibility entrusted by the owner.
这里也提醒我们，良善或忠心的仆人呢，他也必定与神有一个美好的关系。
And here also remind us, these good and faithful servants must have a wonderful and intimate relationship with God.
也只有当我们能够明白神心意的时候，我们才能享受神同在的快乐。
And it's only when we understand God's will, we can really enjoy the happy feeling from God's presence.
最后，我们要从二十四节念到三十节。
And finally, we'll read from verse 24 to 30.
那领一千的也来，说：“主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有。”种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，我就害怕去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里。请看，你的原银子在这里。主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，你知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，就当把我的银子放给。”兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候，你可以连本带利收回，夺过他一千来，给那一万，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来，把这无用的仆人丢到外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭。最后轮到了那位领一千的。
So at the end it's the turn of this servant who had received 1,000.
很显然的，在我们刚才读的经文当中，他对这位慷慨大方的主人有错误的认知。
So it is very obvious that he has a wrong understanding of this generous master.
他不但没有承认自己没有尽上责任，
Not only he did not recognize his own dereliction of duty,
反过来责备主人说你是严厉和不合理的。
And he turned around and blamed the master that he's harsh and he's unreasonable.
鉴察人心的神
Our God
立刻就指出他是又饿又懒的仆人。
And our God who looked at our hearts immediately point out he was a lazy, wicked servant.
就把他有的一千还要拿过来交给那一万。
So he took the 1,000 and gave it to the one already had 10,000.
这位仆人因为对神的无知，
And because of his ignorance of God,
他也懒惰不愿意付出。
And he's so lazy, he's not willing to offer.
他不但结果一无所有，而且要永远与神隔绝。
So this servant not only has nothing, but the end result is he was separated from God forever.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人最终都要向神来交账。
Dear brothers and sisters, we will be held accountable to God in the end.
你是否愿意成为良善又忠心的仆人呢？
Are you willing to be the faithful and good servant?
那我们就要发挥自己的长处来回应神的呼召。
So we have to use our strength to glorify God. And
不但可以容神一人，而且会得到从神而来永恒的奖赏。
So we can glorify God and benefit others and receive the eternal reward.
我相信大家读了今天的经文，应该没有人敢要做那位又饿又懒的仆人。
And I think everybody, after you read today's verses, nobody wants to be that wicked and lazy servant, right?
所以不要浪费自己的长处。
So don't waste our strength.
千万不要埋藏自己的天赋，结果被神弃绝。
If we hide our strength, then we'll be abandoned by God.
感谢神赐给我们各样不同恩赐的人。
Thank God for giving New Hope different people with different talents.
从年纪小一直到我们的长辈。
From young children to our senior citizens.
不分语言和文化，在中国新年，大家的才华展露无遗。
Regardless of our language or culture, all our talents were unveiled at the Chinese New Year party.
同时，我们在服事上也不落人后。
Even when we're serving, we're not falling behind.
我们每年教会春季的大扫除，在小组同工的带领下，里里外外、上上下下，把教会打扫得窗明几净。
And you can see for our church's spring cleaning, under the leadership of small group leaders, from top to down, inside and outside of church, and the windows, all the churches were all cleaned up.
无论是在主日，或者是在周间的小组聚会，我们当中都有许多义务的同工。
And whether it's on Sunday worship or small group meetings or other gatherings on weekdays, there are many, many volunteer workers.
包括在我们中间的慕道友都跟我们一起来服事。
Including the seekers among us, we all serve together.
所以我现在要请你们站起来，所有服事，曾经服事过教会或小组的，请你们通通站起来。
So please, all volunteers or whoever has ever served the church, please stand up.
我相信应该至少有 80% 以上的人都应该要站起来。
Yeah, I think at least 80% of you have participated, right?
好，我们向他们献上我们的感恩。
Let's give them our applause. Thank you.
好，请坐。
Have a seat.
但在这里我也要特别的说明一下。
But here I must explain a little bit more.
发挥自己的长处不只在小组和主日的时候。
So using our strength to serve are not only during the group or on Sunday worships.
一个星期有几个小时？
How many hours in the week?
24乘以7有168个小时。
168 hours, right?
小组加上主日聚会大概只有不会超过7小时，大部分。
So for the small group and Sunday worship, usually it's not more than 7 hours, right?
所以还有其他 95% 的时间我们是在家里，是在工作的场所。
So the other 95% of our time, we're either at home or at work.
所以更重要的是在其他时间里面，我们也要发挥自己的长处。
So in all these 95% of time, we should use our strength.
我们才能够成为神荣耀的见证。
Then we can become God's glorious witnesses.
在这个时候我特别要提到我们亲爱的梁基敏。
We want to remember our beloved Jimmy Liang.
他上个礼拜参加台湾自行车的环岛旅行。
Last week he participated in a trip cycling around the Taiwan island.
不幸因为心肌梗塞昏倒。
Unfortunately, due to a myocardial infarction, it's a heart condition.
上周五凌晨过世。
He passed away Friday.
基明在我们中间有将近二十年的时间。
He's been with us about 20 years.
神给他聪明的头脑，灵巧的双手。
God gave him a very smart mind and very professional skills.
他也用爱心跟热心来服侍我们的社区华人。
He used his loving kindness and passion to help our Chinese brothers and sisters.
从修车、修冷气，一直到各里我们房屋跟水电各样的修理。
To help repair cars, air conditioners, and different kind of electrical appliances.
我们每个人都很怀念他。
We all miss him terribly.
这是福珍姐妹特别发来的照片。
This is a photo sent by Sister Fujin.
这是在他昏倒之前所照的。
This is the picture taken right before he passed.
福珍姐妹同时说，她本来以为先生的身体很好。
She thought that her husband was in good health.
所以她不能接受为什么这么快就走了。
And it's so hard for her to accept that he has left us already.
当我们在怀念亲爱的梁继明的时候
，While we are remembering our beloved Jimmy Liang，
也同时提醒我们把握今生。
So it's also a good reminder to help us. We need to look at our presence.
发挥神赐给我们的天赋和资源。
So we can use the strength that gave to us.
成为我们家人祝福以及我们周围人的祝福。
So we can become other people and blessing for everyone.
有一本书叫做《一生的圣招》。
And there is a book called The Call.
提到前世界重量级拳王乔治·福尔曼。
And referring to the former world heavyweight champion George Foreman.
他是在 Houston 成长的。
And he grew up in Houston.
退休之后，他就成为全职的牧师，甚至在 Houston 建立教会。
So after he retired, he quit boxing and he became the pastor of a church in Houston.
后来为了要维持他所成立的这个青少年中心
，and in order to maintain the youth center that he has established，
他第二次以38岁的高龄复出拳坛。
So later on, he started boxing again at age of 38。
竟然在45岁的时候重登世界重量级拳王的宝座。
So at age 45, he became the world heavyweight champion for the second time。
他在访问的时候说，牧养是我的呼召。
So when people was interviewing him, he said, "Preaching is my calling."
拳击对我而言是兼差。
So boxing for me is only moonlighting.
就像保罗支帐篷一样。
Just like the same way Paul makes tents.
如同乔治·福尔曼。
So just like George Foreman.
我们都是为了神的荣耀而来追求卓越。
We all try to strive for excellency for the glory of God.
神是我们一生，也是我们最终的观众。
So God is our lifetime ultimate audience.
就像今天的经文所说的，我们将来都要向神交账。
Just like the verses today we read, we are held accountable to God.
让我们一起来念哥罗西书3:23-24.
Let's read Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 to 24.
无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因为你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主耶稣基督，主基督才是我们真正侍奉的目标和对象。
So the Lord is the target for our services.
在这个时候我要解释，我们北区教会目前还没有正式的独立。
And I would like to explain a little bit. Our New Hope Christian Church is not yet officially independent.
我们还没有长职。我们还没有自己的长职。
We don't have our board of deacon and elder council yet.
但是为了教会健康的增长以及事工发展的需要。
But in order to have a healthy growth for the church and the need for the development of different ministries,
神为我们预备了领导团队。
God has prepared a leadership team for us.
感谢神，今年有2位弟兄回应神的呼召。
We praise God. There are 2 brothers this year respond to God's calling.
他们加入我们领导团队。
And joined our leadership team.
一位是英文堂的李建成弟兄。
And one is brother K.S. Lee.
他除了带领我们初中生的侍奉。
And he not only lead our junior high school students Sunday school,
也在我们英文堂的主日崇拜侍奉。
And also serves in our English Sunday service.
可能有些人还不知道，他是我们黄立思主任的先生。
And maybe many of you didn't know that he's the husband of our student director Lisi.
另外一对是我们的鼓王，今天在我们台上打鼓。
And the other is our drummer, you know the drummer.
他除了参与主日的敬拜之外，
He's Lewis, and he's not only joined the worship team.
也在其他各样的事工来认真的侍奉。
And he's serving other ministry diligently.
他也会带领我们今年的台湾短宣队。
And he also lead our Taiwan short-term mission team this year.
所以提醒大家，如果你还没有买我们的 T-shirt 的话，今天赶快去买。
So if you haven't got a T-shirt like this, it's on sale outside.
另外，我们还有两位服侍多年的张志明弟兄和毕卓新弟兄。
And there are two brothers, John Zen and Jackson B.
他们今年七月要暂时的从领导团队退下来。
They were temporarily withdrawn from the leadership team in July.
但是他们仍然继续参与小组和教会的服事。
But they still continue to serve in small group and other church ministries.
那还有一位就是站在我旁边的 Nancy 姐妹。
Yeah, I'm also withdrawing.
她是去年十二月退下来。
Yeah, I withdrew last December.
好，除了 Nancy 在台上，我们请另外两队也站起来，还有你们的配偶也站起来，我们一起来谢谢他们多年忠心的服事。
So, spouses also stand up. Jackson.
还有他们的配偶。
Yeah.
谢谢他们忠心的服侍。
Thank them for their faithfulness.
Where's Michael? You didn't stand up.
Yeah, that's my husband.
他是 Nancy 的先生。Thank you for your support.
Yes, 谢谢他，他对我的支持。
Yeah, 所以大家看到他们即使不在领导团队，他们仍然继续的服侍。
So you can see if they're not, even though they're not in the leadership team, but they are still serving in other ministries.
现在。我们要举行我们领导团队的就职典礼。
So we're going to have an inauguration ceremony for our leadership team.
我们请现任和新任的领导团队的成员，请你们都和牵着你们的配偶一起来到前面。
So please, you know, all the NLT members and with your spouses, please come forward. All the NLT members and spouses, please come forward.
请你们站在圣餐桌的前面，面对着我。
Please stand right in front of the communion table and face us.
今天伟洲不在。
Today Wei Chu is not here.
李斯在那边。Okay. Yeah. 好。
Facing us, please.
Yeah, facing me.
Us, please.
Facing me. 我也跟大家解释一下，领导团队的成员不是因为他比其他弟兄姐妹。
And we want to explain that the members of leadership team, they are here not because they are more talented or they are smarter. Not even wiser. And they are willing to accept it because they receive God's calling.
They are willing to accept it because they receive God's calling.和高度的委身，按照神的旨意来服侍教会。
They are here because they offer their sacrifices and they are highly committed according to God's calling to serve our church.
让我们先用中文来念彼得前书五章二节。
Let's read First Peter chapter 5 in Chinese first.
勿要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的照管他们。不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心；也不是出于贪财，乃是出于乐意；也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不残衰残的荣耀冠。接下来，我们一起来念英文。
Okay, let's read English together. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion.But willingly as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not demeaning over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. As church leaders,
我要问你们是否愿意在神和弟兄姐妹的面前做出下列的承诺。
I want to ask you, do you commit yourself before God and brothers and sisters?
对于每一个问题，如果是你们的决定，你们可以同声回答我愿意。
You may answer together after each question, say I will.
你是否愿意谦卑和忠心的以爱心来服侍神和神的教会。
Are you willing to serve God and His church with faithfulness and humility?
你是否每天愿意花时间有固定的读经祷告，保持与神亲近的灵修生活？
To walk with God daily, growing His word and in prayer.
在家里、教会和工作的场合，活出无可指责、荣耀基督的生命见证。
To live our testimony that is above approach in private and in public life.
依靠圣灵，以仆人的心态来治理教会，尽心的与牧者、会众和其他的弟兄姐妹同心侍奉，维持教会的合一。
Rely on Holy Spirit to be a servant leader, to minister church, and to be accountable together with pastors, congregation, and to other brothers and sisters, and to keep the unity of the church.
好，现在我要请你们向后转。
Now turn around and face the congregation, please.
一起面对会众。
So you can face the congregation.
站在大家面前的教会领袖，他们不是属灵的超人。
So these church leaders standing in front of you, they're not superhuman spiritual beings.
和我们一样有软弱和挣扎的时候。
Just like each one of us, we have weakness and struggles.
但是他们愿意放下自己的需要。回应神的呼召，进入荣耀的侍奉。
But they are willing to lay down their own needs, respond to God's calling, and enter into the glorious service.
如果没有弟兄姐妹的支持，他们不能完成领导教会的职责。
Without the support of brothers and sisters, they cannot complete the duty to lead the church.
请大家站起来，我也要同样的问你们以下的问题。
So everyone, please stand up. I would like.Also ask you some following questions.
每一个问题，如果这是你真心的回应，你可以同声回答说，我愿意。
So for each question, if it is truly from your heart, you can say, I will.
你是否愿意支持领导团队的带领和他们的侍奉？
Are you willing to support the leadership of the leadership team and their service?
协助和鼓励他们和他们一同成长，同心侍奉。
To help them and encourage them and grow with them and serve together with one heart.
为他们属灵的生命、他们的家庭、他们的侍奉持续的祷告。
And would you like to continue to pray for their spiritual life, their family, and their ministry?
竭力保守教会的合一，和教会领袖。共同来完成神交托休斯顿北区华人教会的使命。
And make every effort to preserve the unity of the church and work with church leaders to accomplish God's mission for the New Hope Christian Church.
谢谢大家对领导团的支持和允诺，请坐。
Please sit down. Thank you so much for your support and commitment to our leadership team.
我们再次为我们的领导团队他们的委身和付出来感恩。
Let's again thank our leadership team for their commitment and dedication.
好，请他们回座。
Okay, you can return to your seats. You may return. Thank you.
在这时候，我也提醒大家，承先启后是我们教会的意向。
So we just want to remind each one of us again, our vision is transforming generations.
求主帮助我们都愿意接受栽培。
So let's pray that God will help us to be willing to be built up.
接受各样的装备。
To receive all kind of equipping.
让我们能够继续的扩展神国。
So we can keep planting churches.
我们也有中英文传福，我们现在有中文的传福音训练。
Now we have a Chinese evangelism training.
今年呢，我们又多了好几位福音的精兵。
And now, this year we have several good new soldiers for the gospel.
现在我们的教会也有中英文的小组同工训练。
And now our church has both Chinese and English small group co-workers training.
我们按照神的旨意倍增我们的小组。
So according to God's will, we are trying to multiply our small groups.
让福音传遍社区的每一个角落。
So the good news can be spread throughout every corner of our community.
若主许可，将来我们去南边 Spring 或是北边的 Conroe
So if God is willing, in the future we may go to the south, you know, the Spring area or North Conroe and Huntsville area.
继续建立小组,
to continue to grow small groups or even plant churches. Let's pray.
至高全能, 爱我们的天父,
our loving Most High Heavenly Father,
你的慈爱上及诸天, 你的信实达到穹苍,
your steadfast love extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds.
愿我们的教会能够成为万民祷告的殿,
may our church become the house of prayer for all people.
当我们向你认罪悔改, 你就赐下赦免,
when we repent and confess our sins, you forgive us.
当我们奉主耶稣的名在地上祷告的时候, 你就在天上垂听,
and when we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, you listen from heaven.
在这个弯曲悖谬的时代, 让我们如同真光照耀,
in this crooked and rebellious age, let us shine like true light.
让我们成为社区的盼望和祝福,
so we can become the hope and blessing of this community.
也求主预备我们的心来领受圣餐,
and please prepare each one of our heart to receive the communion.
纪念主耶稣为我们所预备的救恩,
to remember the salvation that Jesus has prepared for us.
每个月第一个主日, 我们一起来领受主餐,
and every first Sunday of each month we receive the communion together.
领受圣餐是表明我们生命与主耶稣基督的联合,
and we are here so we show that we're united with our Lord Jesus.
如同使徒保罗说了, 现在活着不再是我, 乃是基督在我。